الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. صدق الله العظيم. If you remember the lesson which we not last week, but the lesson before the last week, I mentioned to you something and some rules and regulations of the belief. Do you remember? I just repeat a summary of it. That the belief, individual the belief, individually the belief is farz-e ayn, which means it is farz and obligatory on every individual. When the sharia requires the person to say or do something, it's farz-e ayn. And ijtamai the belief means collective the belief, doing as in groups, is farz-e kafaya. Farz-e kafaya means that if a group of the ummah is performing it, then the others are excused from it. But no one is immune from individual tabligh. Samajh aa gaya? So koi bhi kisi ko har ek par tabligh is tarah namaz farz hai, is tarah tabligh bhi amr bil maroof wa nahi munkar farz ain hai. If they are faced with circumstances, ijtamai tabligh means, like, let's say a group of the Muslim Ummah is doing, performing that task. There's a political party, let's say Bangladesh or Pakistan or India, if there is an ulama are doing political party, they are performing that farz of politically amr bil maroof nahi munkar. So others are excused. If they don't know, they will be sinful. They won't be sinful. And like other Jamaat-e-Islami or Tablighi Jamaat, they are doing collective effort of tabligh, which is, means that the other ummah is excused to some extent from doing, because they are performing already. And one should support all Islamic jamaat, whichever way one can, with money, with time, and with effort. Now the individual tabligh is for the end that another cannot perform on behalf of you. But like namaz janaza, each tamai tabligh, if a group is doing, a group is performing the tabligh, then the others will not become sinful if they don't do the group tabligh. That is by Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the founder, or you can say, of the tabligh jamaat. He said in his Malfuzat that I am very thankful to those ulama who are participating in politics. Jo siyasat mein hissa le rahe hain, I am very, because at that time, other scholars like Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani and Maulana Sheikh Mahmood al-Hassan, great elders of Deoband, they were actually politically very active. So he said that I am very thankful for those ulama that who are participating in a political party and doing political jihad and political struggle. Otherwise, he said that because of them, I can assign myself to this work of tabligh which I am doing, which is to create thirst and teach simple etiquette of Islam and farayz and wajibat and the 6 points, normally the 7 points he used to mention. Maulana Yaad Rahmatullah Alayh in his teaching mentioned, mostly he mentioned 7 points. 6 points are positive points which he mentioned, like most of you know, namaz and this is Sabuja Ikram and Muslim, etc. And 7th point which he used to mention was a negative one, which was the La Yani se ihtiraz karna, a thing which does not concern you, a thing or an act which does not have benefit in this world or hereafter, not to do anything such which does not have any physical benefit to you in this world or hereafter, to indulge in such things. He said this is there was a 7th point of his tabligh, but mostly 6 are mentioned because they are positive. So So people who perform Ijtimai Tabligh in different forms, they are performing this duty. Others, Mawlana Yaar said that otherwise I would have to leave this work or do this work and also do that work as well, because it will be further on me then to critically also take Islam, but now I am helpful. So you see how he is seeing other jamaats are complimenting him. وہ دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ ادر جماعت آر ہیلپنگ ہیں ناٹ اگینسٹ ہیں. تو مسلمان کس طرح کام کریں کہ ادر جماعت وچ آر ورکنگ فار اسلام ایکسیپٹ کیسے اول دی رہتے ہیں ایکسیپٹ دی قادیانی فرقہ اینڈ دوز ہی آر ہو ہیو ایکچولی ڈرانگ دیم سیلف اینڈ ہیو اینٹرڈ ان کفر بیکاز آف سینگ حضرت علی رضی اللہ عنہ گاڈ اور گیونگ فتوا کفر اگینسٹ دی صحابہ کرام اور ہیو دے ہیو بین گستاخ ایکسیپٹ دیم ادر یو سی شوڈ سی and try to bring closer. That is why in Pakistan, if you have seen or banned, or in Bangladesh you have banned in Jamaat, many Shia actually, they also participate in the Jamaat and they work with the Jamaat and they do other things. So, ek wo difference ho gaya, two differences. One is collective, Ijtamai Tabligh, political part, Islamic parties, Tablighi parties, Islamic parties, other whatever parties are doing, they are doing collective effort. That is also Fardhe Kafaya. The Ummah must perform it. And if someone is doing it, others are excused. Second is individual. Individual is Fardhe Ayn, every on individual. Now I said to you very clearly that if anyone is violating faraid or wajibat or committing haram, then the tabligh for the individual is farz-e-ain. If faraid and wajibat are being transgressed or haram is being committed, then tabligh ho jati hai farz-e-ain on the individual. In faraid or no matter, you are living in home or you are outside, you are actually to do tabligh. Now that ulama have made rules that how one should do tabligh then on the individual level. They have said three scenarios you can face. Either you think that your message, which a person is violating faraid or committing haram, your message will be accepted. He will listen to you. He will listen to you, تو پھر آپ کو اس وقت کرنا تبلیغ یعنی فرض ہے, ضروری ہے. Second scenario is that you are 50% not sure that either he will listen to you or if there is a chance, then he could still do. Third is that when the person you think the person, if I say to them anything, or if I do this, they will harm me, my family. Let's say you are living in a dictatorship, government, etc. Aap aisi baat karein, they will harm you. If you do amr bil maroof wa nahi anil munkar, they will harm you in any way. Then the fuqaha Islam said, if that person does not do to believe, he is not sinful, but he should do tabligh and bear the harm, hardship and harm for them. Harm, he should tolerate the harm and sacrifice as well. We hai azimat afzal. Ye hai ala cheez. Lekin at that time, if he does not do because he thinks he will be harmed, definitely, he is not sinful. Jaise Quran Jeev mein Allah ne kaha hai, farmaya Allah ne, if someone is subdued or forced to do commit kufr by verbally, but his heart is satisfied, إِلَّا مَنْ اُتْحِيَ قَلْبَهُ مُتْمَئِنُّ بِالْإِمَانِ, but his heart is satisfied with iman, he is not sinful. اس کو گناہ نہیں ہوگا کیونکہ اس پر زبردستی کی جائے. But if he says steadfast, like Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said to حضرت ابو ہریرہ, لو قتلت او حررت, even if you are killed or you are burned, do not commit shirk. یہ تو ان کا خیال, یہ ہے اعلیٰ حکم. لائک مینی آف اسکالرز آف گریٹ اسکالرز اولیاء اللہ اینڈ گریٹ صحابہ کرام دے, بٹ اف سم ون از ویری فیئر فل اینڈ ہی کین ناٹ ٹالریٹ اینڈ بیکاز آف the pressure of someone who's a gun on your head and to say, commit kufr. Still, if you say steadfast, بہت بڑا درجہ ہے شہادت ہے فقہا make rules, they do not make rules for people with high iman only. They also take into consideration for weak iman people. So they say if anyone do not, his heart is satisfied that there is no God and there is no true God except Allah, but due to saving himself, his life is saying, he will be excused. Other thing is, that if a person thinks that his amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, execution of his amal will make other people mentally in a state which they will not only reject what he is saying, but will also ridicule and make joke and mockery of the deen. Let's say a person is indulged in sin, he is wo guna kar raha hai, he is in the middle of doing it. So if at that time you say to him to read a verse of the Quran in front of him, or hadith ke bhai ye na karo us tarah, he might not only reject what you are saying, but on the other hand he will also make mockery of him. What do you know, what is prayer, look at people who are praying, they are doing all these things, etc. Then you should not say to him, if you are in that situation. Why? Because you are trying to save him from sin. And by saying like this to him, when the situation is not good, situation is not right, he is not, you know that he might reject it. He might enter into the fold, out of the fold of Islam, and enter the boundary of kufr by making mockery and joke of the deen or sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then if he does not act upon our sunnah or deen, it is sin. And you are trying to stop him. So then you have, it is better, not better only, but it's necessary not to do at that time. If you have this probability that this person is not in the mood of hearing, say it another way. So these three things I mentioned to you, that is in detail. So if anyone wants to listen in detail, they can get the cassette and listen. Now the next part which you should know is doing tabligh, amar bil maruf or nahi anil munkar. Nahi anil munkar means forbidding evil. Amar bil maruf means enjoining the good. Now both are necessary. One jamaat is doing one thing, other is doing other thing, they are all doing good work, but both are necessary. Three things you, either you forget anything or not, three things you must know or must perform to do tabligh, amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. Three, you must ensure about three things which I am going to mention. Otherwise there will be great fitna because of your tabligh and your message and your preaching. There will cause fitna in people. Three things, simple things you should remember. Ek to ye, first thing is, your intention should be sincere. Intention true. Truth of intention. Agar ye niyat sahi nahi, to us tabligh se fayda nahi, nuksan ho, asar nahi ho, fitna paida ho. And if you think you are good than other people, that is why you are and joining good and forbidding evil. This will, what effect will this have on you? The other person might benefit, maybe be listening to you, but in you, the feeling and the tendency of kibr and arrogance and self-likeness will begin to appear. You will think that I am representative of Allah, so the police force of Allah, and these people are not acting according to the command, and I have this duty on me, so I have to. And day and night, this person is saying things to people, do this, you know, and thinking that he is better, and they are not better, and they are more sinful or away from Allah than him. Then this person will not benefit. So, ek to hai ki niyat achhi ho, you are saying a word of message with good intention for the pleasure of Allah, and you want this person to enjoy the pleasures of paradise and pleasures of this world. یہ آپ کا مقصد ہے کہ بھائی یہ دنیا میں بھی اس کو سب اچھی چیزیں ملیں اور آخرت میں بھی یہ اچھی چیزیں ملیں. یہ آپ کافر کے ساتھ آپ تبلیغ کرتے ہیں اینڈ یو واٹ یو ان ہینڈ از دیٹ ہی شوڈ انجوائے ہنڈریڈ اینڈ ہنڈریڈ پیلسز ان پیراڈائز انفینٹ لائف اینڈ ویمن آف پیراڈائز ہی شوڈ انجوائے اینڈ اف یو بیکم جیلس آف لوکنگ ایٹ ہز کار اینڈ ہز پیلسز اینڈ ہاؤسز اینڈ سے آئی ایم better do to believe him because he at least he leaves these. So then he is sincerity. Because how can one person wish, say, I want to have millions pounds and you are also dragging away the pennies he has. And you want to deprive him of the pennies and say, I want to give you millions pounds. But yes, I can't have see these pennies which you have. تو وہ جو ہے یعنی نیت صحیح ہو کہ اللہ کی رضا سے اللہ کے لیے میں کہہ رہا ہوں کیونکہ اللہ کا حکم ہے اللہ میرے فرض نہیں تو میں اس لیے کہہ رہا ہوں کہ اللہ کی رضا اور یہ بندہ گناہوں کی زندگی سے نکل کے نیکی کی زندگی میں انتھائٹی فرام دا سنفلنس ٹو دا رائٹیسنس اور فرام دا کفر ٹو توحید اینڈ فرام دا ہیل پیراڈائز اینڈ ہی کمز نیئر دا میسنجر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ ہی فالو دا میسنجر اینڈ ہی فالو دا کمانڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. تو یہ بندہ دنیا کی بھی زندگی حیات طیبہ دا گڈ لائف دا پیور لائف اس کو نصیب ہو اور آخرت میں بھی ہمیشہ ہمیشہ چاہیے موجود کرنا. وین یو ہیو دس گڈنیس ان یور ہارٹ دس ول ہیو افیکٹ آن دی ادر پرسن دین دس پرسن ول ناٹ سی ہی از ویئرنگ ایٹ می ہی از ریڈیکولنگ می ہی از ناٹ لسننگ ٹو می ہی از میکنگ مکری بیکاز یو ہیو سرٹن کائنڈ آف گڈنیس اوور فلوئنگ لو ان یور ہارٹ for the betterment of the other person. So you will not take into consideration what he say about you personally. You want him to benefit. You have in front of you azab forever and ever for that person. So you will say, think that if this person says personally something to me, I don't want to bother. I want this person not to enter in hell forever and ever. And if he swears or he makes mockery of me personally, this is not a matter. اب دیکھیں انبیاء علیہ قرآن مجید میں آتا ہے ان دا قرآن کم ٹو ون پروفیٹ دی ہز قوم سیڈ ان لنراک فی سفاہت و ان لنظنک من الکاذبین دیٹ او صالح او وچ ایور پروفیٹ اٹ واز دے سیڈ او پروفیٹ او پرسن ہو کلیم ٹو بی پروفیٹ وی تھنک یو آر فولش پرسن یو آر اے فول. لیکن انہوں نے گالی دی تھی مجھے سویرنگ ایٹ دا نبی اینڈ یو آر لائی. اب دیکھو وہ اللہ کی باتیں بتا رہے ہیں یا قوم اعبدوا اللہ ما لکم من الہ غیرہ کہ بھائی جنت کی طرف آؤ جنت سے بچو اللہ کی طرف آؤ دوسرے بتوں کو شرک کو یہ جو بتوں کو تم پوچھتے ہو نیک لوگوں کی قبروں کو اور نیک لوگوں کے بتوں کو دیٹس واٹ دے یوز ٹو ڈو ٹو پراسٹریٹ اینڈ ورشپ دا گریوز اینڈ آلسو to prostrate in front of the graves and the pious people's pictures, etc. Adiz Anbiya alayhi salam said, ke bhai, Nabi ne kaha, ke bhai, chhodo inko. And what was their reply? Their reply was, you are a fool, first thing, na'udhu billah. And secondly, you are a liar. Imagine if someone said this word. آپ کسی کو گناہ کرتے دیکھتے ہیں and you going to believe with great you can say happiness and pleasure that now I will get that of respect because I will do a good thing. So aap darwaza lock karte hain saman and say brother think or the non-Muslim or Muslim brother that we should act upon the command of Allah or such or someone is saying. So wo kehta hai I have not seen a fool like you in this day and age. What type of clothes are you wearing? What type are you wearing? The kuffar and the other people are making mockery of us. And you are an insult to us. You are a fool. Can you not see we are going in the space age and in technological advancement age? And first and second thing, what you are saying, you are a complete liar. You are nothing. You are a stupid person. What will be your answer? Mada kya kya kya? Nabi ne kaha, the Prophet replied, یا قوم لیس بی صفاہتم ولکن رسول من رب العالمین. او مائی نیشن آئی ایم ناٹ fool. I am not a fool, but I am messenger from the Lord of the world. From the Lord of the world, Rabbul Alameen. I am messenger from Rabbul Alameen, from the Lord of the world and universe. So Nabi ne koi unko apna jawab nahi diya. When he didn't become irritated, he simply said, ke bhai Yaqub, but you are saying I am not. And he also said, ke that abad he is. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the Quran teaching you how to do it. Koi itraz karta hai, to zaat se na lete. Simply, if he is saying something wrong, deny. I said, I am not this, I am coming for your welfare, not to actually bother you or disturb you, but I have come for your betterment. Ek bahut bade buzurg the, bahut bade buzurg. Someone during their speech, they said, I want to ask a question. They said, yes, you are welcome, very well asked. He said, I know someone has told me that you are illegitimate child. You were born illegitimately. Aap harami hain. Aap dekhe, wo tabreer kar rahe hain. He is asking and you can say counseling people towards goodness. Aur wo utke kehta hai. People face things like this. So wo kehta hai, aap harami hain. Na'udhubillah. Aap dadar gaye hain, kya karenge aap? If you are doing beyond from there and someone asks like, wo kehta hai harami. What that person, that buzurg said, انہوں نے کہا کہ میں حرامی نہیں ہوں اس لیے کہ میری جو والدین کا جو نکاح تھا the nikah of my parents the witnesses of those nikah are still alive and if you want I can actually you can say arrange for you to meet them and ask them I am not what you are saying someone has told you wrong بات ختم ہوگی یعنی carry on with whatever you was being complete تو اگر وہ کہتے he But against that person personally and saying to him, why you are saying this, so you are harami, etc., etc. So, believe it over here, and shaitan comes in, and then he goes with him. So, he has shaitan to pichhe kar diya, by nicely, common sense, and answer diya with great wisdom. So, he has the belief of the yaga kaam hai, which is not a normal thing. Any person can stand up and say, at least one should learn the etiquette, the rules and regulations which Fuqaha have mentioned in the books and then as we are. So first thing which I mentioned to you was the truthfulness of intention. Niyat ki durustagi. Ab do cheeze hain jo bahut aham hain, but we are running short of time. So inshallah next week I'll mention the two other things. So basic thing today, besides the lesson previously, today you have learned that three things are uttermost. If you forget everything, but don't forget these three things. Amongst them, the first one is truthfulness, sincerity, and ikhlas hona, yani tabligh karne ke liye. Bughz na ho aap ne dusre bande ka. Agar aap ne ye sila, wo galat hai. He is belittled. He is misguided. So ye gumrah hai. Aapne bughz liya hai apne andar Musliman ka. تو پھر آپ کو اس کو تبلیغ کی ضرورت نہیں آپ کو ضرورت ہے یوں نہیں تبلیغ سمجھ لو کہ بھائی ہیو بغض آف دیز پیپل آف مسلم تو یہ نہیں ہونا چاہیے انبیاء علیہ السلام صاف دل سے تبلیغ کرتے ایون کفار دے سیڈ وی ڈونٹ ہیو اینی آبجیکشن آن دیم بٹ دے ڈونٹ نو ہو وی آر اف دے نیو دے وڈنٹ ہیو ٹریٹڈ اس لائک دس دے ڈونٹ نو اللہ مہدی قومی لا یعلمون جیسے اللہ گائیڈ اور قوم to know who am I, because they don't know. That is why when a person does not know, baby does not know it is snake, and snake is poisonous, and the poison kills, it will not save itself from it. So, ye aap jaane, that other person, if even he knew who you were, what your darja, and what is your status of doing tabligh or piety, he wouldn't have been in that situation anyway. So if he is there, he doesn't know. And you cannot treat him as he knows and is knowingly doing to you. But there are some one or two people who knowingly do, but most people, yes. But the matter, the true sincerity of intention means that you should not have any traces of animosity against that person personally. اللہ کے لیے آپ نے کہنا ہے, دوسرا کہ اس کے بارے میں بغض نہ ہو آپ کا. سنسیئر انٹینشن ہیز ریلیشن شپ ود دی ہارٹ, اینڈ دین یو ہیو اینی بغض, اینی کائنڈ آف سمال فیز, آئی تھنک دس پرسن از ناٹ, یو ہیو اینی فیز آف ڈس لائک, وہ آپ کی تبلیغ اثر نہیں کرے گی, اینڈ یو آر ناٹ ٹرو. ایون حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ارض کلائمس آف امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر وین ہی وزن جہاد, وین ہی وزن جہاد, وین ٹریسز آف اینیماسٹی گرون ان ہم آف دیٹ جو, بیکاز وین ہی اسپیٹ آن ہز فیس اینڈ وین ہی ہیڈ ہم ان گراؤنڈ ہی لیفٹ دا سورڈ اینڈ سٹوڈ اپ. دیٹ جہاد اور قتال واز دی ون فارم آف امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر. جہاد امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر وہ بھی ایک فارم ہے, ٹنگ سے بھی ایک فارم ہے, وِد دا فینل از آلسو ا فارم آف امر بالمعروف. تلی واز دا کلائمیکس اینڈ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو کل دا جوئش پرسن, اینڈ ایز سون ایز وی آر گوئنگ ٹو کل ہی اسپیٹ آن ہز فیس, وین ہی اسپیٹ آن ہز فیس حضرت علی لیفٹ دیٹ پرسن اینڈ سٹوڈ اپ. He said, why have you not killed me? Because now you should have, even if you were, you should have done or killed me with more force, because I have spat on him. He said, firstly, I was doing this act of jihad, amr bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, for the sincerity, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now in my heart, animosity has, personal animosity has come in, which now I think I am not sincere. And then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave hidayat to that Jew. Uske tabliq kitna asar hua sincerity ka, to musliman ho gaya. Was that better, or he would have killed him and he went and entered hell forever and ever? Ab dekhiye Hazrat Ali ke tabliq ko karna kitabon se samajh nahi aata. You have to stay with those buzurgan e deen and those scholars and see at what time what they say, what they don't, and then that's how you learn. وإن شاء الله next week we will discuss the other two important points. جزاك الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. اب دیکھیں انبیاء علیہ قرآن مجید میں آتا ہے, ان قرآن کم ٹو ون پروفیٹ دی ہیز